Hi, this is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A controversy has erupted over payments to Iran and the release of U.S. hostages. On the same day in January that Iran released four American hostages, the United States airlifted $400 million in foreign currencies to that country. The U.S. government says the money was sent to settle a decades-old dispute over a canceled arms agreement and denies suggestions that the exchange amounted to a ransom payment. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Wednesday the U.S. has not paid and will not pay ransom for Americans detained in Iran. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has declined to support the re-election campaign of House Speaker Paul Ryan, but Trump's running mate Mike Pence Wednesday enthusiastically endorsed Ryan. Trump has angered his party's leadership by refusing to endorse Ryan or Senator John McCain in their primary campaigns, even though both men have extended support to Trump. Pence told Fox News that Trump strongly encouraged him to endorse Ryan, but American media are calling the endorsement an unusual split between the candidates at the top of a party ticket. South Africans voted Wednesday in local elections. The results of the vote, expected within a week, could shake up the ruling African National Congress Party. The leader of the Economic Freedom Fighters, Julius Malema, hopes for a big turnout.
We are hopeful that our people will understand that this might be much better than 1994, and therefore they are coming out in their numbers is very important.
Opinion polls predict that the opposition Democratic Alliance will make gains in metropolitan areas, giving it a greater chance to seize a larger share in 2019's national election. This is VOA News. Afghan security forces say they have captured the Islamic State group's regional headquarters in Afghanistan's Nangarhar province. Authorities say IS militants had been using the Wilayat-e-Khorasan base for the recruitment and training of fighters. An Emirates flight from India caught fire, sending black smoke billowing into the air after a crash landing at Dubai's International Airport Wednesday. There were no fatalities, and all 300 passengers and crew were safely evacuated from the plane. A deputy consul general from India says the passengers were not in shock.
When they were coming down the chute, some people had a bit, chill in their health, because this is not a normal coming out of the aircraft. So other than that, I think I couldn't see anybody who's in a very terrible shock.
The incident happened just before 1 p.m. local time. The Olympic torch arrived by boat in Rio de Janeiro Wednesday. The torch was sent on a 90-day relay across the country ahead of the Olympic Games beginning Friday. The torch will travel through Rio before arriving at the Maracana Stadium at the beginning of the 2016 Olympic Games. A Washington, D.C. transit policeman has been arrested on charges of attempting to provide support to the Islamic State group. It is the first time terrorism charges have been filed against a U.S. law enforcement officer. Nicholas Young, a 13-year veteran of the Metro Transit Police, had been accused by the U.S. Department of Justice of giving 22 gift card codes worth nearly $250 to an undercover Federal Bureau of Investigation agent. The FBI said Young believed his contact had mobile messaging accounts that IS used to recruit members. Young made his first appearance in court Wednesday. He faces up to 20 years in prison if convicted. U.S. President Barack Obama has shortened the sentence of 214 inmates from U.S. federal prisons. The early release is part of Mr. Obama's effort to correct what he views as unreasonably long mandatory minimum sentences. The White House is calling the action the largest batch of commutations on a single day in more than a century. 33 members of the U.S. military have contracted the Zika virus overseas, including one pregnant woman. Pentagon officials say all of those infected were stationed in countries where the virus has been identified. In addition, six family members of military personnel have been infected. Meanwhile, the U.S. government has begun the first clinical trial of an experimental Zika vaccine. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, made the announcement on Wednesday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
R&B.